Save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. This woman, she has come out and she has sparked a lot of outrage by saying, you know, it's normal for men who pay women's bills to cheat on her. And basically says, you know what I mean? If you're an attractive woman and a man pays all your bills, that's pretty normal. If a man pays all the bills, though, he is allowed to cheat.
There are some guys, though, that believe in, like, you know, just being with their woman.
There are some of those guys.
I mean, I don't want to act like everybody is a douchebag. Like, yes, I fell into the douchebag category. I did, definitely. Man, admit it, hand up. You know, can't walk it back. But I know that there are guys out there that, like, they pay the bills and they just love their wife. Like, that does exist.
I do think, you know, I think that in that dynamic, right, the guy has to feel like he's also getting something, too, out of the deal. Otherwise, he just feels like a dumbass.
Right. Well, usually the wife has big fake boobs. That's what he gets out of it.
I don't know. I've not heard that.
He kind of builds his wife.
I don't, you know, maybe. I'm not 100% sure.
How many guys do you know that pay all the bills in their house and their wife doesn't have big fake breasts?
I know a bunch.
I don't know any.
Really?
I don't know one.
I mean, it seems
every
like
guy I know
hand.
That pays all the bills of the house, his wife has fake boobs. Huh. And that's what he gets out of it, is he gets to come home to fake boobs.
Oh. Well, that just
which
seem
is worth it.
I don't know if it's,
because what's better than that? Nothing.
I don't know. Probably natural boobs.
Okay.
But, you know, other women said, hey, you know, if your man's paying all the bills, then don't complain when he wants to do stuff in the bedroom.
Yeah.
You know, there's that. There's
no
just
complaining.
There's a mentality there. It's like, oh, hey, you can't expect this guy to be out there busting his ass and have all the responsibilities of paying all the bills.
I think most wives don't have problems having sex with their husbands. I really don't think they do.
This expert, you know, basically says that, you know, some didn't agree, though, saying, you know, women leave themselves vulnerable if they do this by letting the man pay all the bills. This other woman says, couldn't complain if man cheats as if he's giving her money and paying her bills. Sorry.
If he's doing all that and she's not making sure he's taken care of in any way, yeah, you probably want to have your head on a swivel because there's probably another girl. Because, a guy is going to get tired of that.
Yeah.
But, you know, as long as he is, like, everything's okay at home, like, usually, I'm not saying that some, there are dogs out there, of course, but for the most part, I think guys are going to be pretty faithful.
Well, and not too many.
And don't act like the strip club and stuff like that is cheating. Like, it's not.
Not too many people can afford to just have one income. It's expensive out there.
It's very expensive.
So it's probably not very common where it's just a single income household anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But in those cases
where it does exist.
It does exist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This woman says, hey, you know, your man is allowed to cheat. That's part of the trade-off.
Because if a guy is paying all the bills, they're usually not living check to check. It means that he makes a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up, Josh?
Yes, sir.
What's going on?
How's it going? Good morning.
Hey.
No, man, I agree, man. That's what I'm doing. My wife had busted me, man, because I thought I was keeping it a secret, man. But if she busted me, man, she said to do what you do, keep it clean.
Okay, so you pay all the bills, right? Am I hearing this right? You pay all the bills. Your wife caught you cheating, and she doesn't mind?
Not caught, not like right-handed, but naked. I'm talking about, like, you know, she went through my phone.
Yeah.
Okay, so she saw
some
stuff.
That you were talking to other
girls. Did she set down rules like don't get her pregnant, don't have an STD, don't do that stuff, keep it clean? And
Yeah, that's what she said. Just keep it clean, man. Just. No drama, no problems, man. I just, you know,
are you,
no BS.
Are you worried? Are you worried, though, that
brag,
she...
I'm not.
No, I hear you.
Are you kind of worried that she might cheat, though?
Yeah, that's a thing. Look, we're kind of going through problems, too, about you know, her talking to dude on that Facebook deal. And,
oh, you know, I gotcha.
I kind of got tired of it. So I got tired of it, and this is what I'm doing now.
Hell yeah, you're getting revenge.
I've let it go so many times. No, not so much revenge. It's just I don't want to be stupid, man, being
listen.
Like, hey, what's your husband? Oh, he's at home.
The only reason that I say that, sir, is because that's what I did. Like, my situation was literally the exact same with my ex-wife. And so you know what I did? I humiliated her. And I cheated on her, and I told everybody I was cheating on her, and I cheated on her over and over and over. And I was like, you think you're going to beat me? Yeah. I'm too competitive to lose like that.
Yeah.
I'm too competitive for you to cuck me. I'm going to sit here and make you look like a fool.
Yeah.
And I did, and I loved it.
You loved it?
Savage, man. You're savage.
Well, no, he is. Well, because, you know.
I wish I was lying. I wish the idiot that was not true.
You know, for Derek, I mean, he's on the radio, and for whatever reason, it's still easy to get women if you're on the radio.
It used to be. Plus, I had lost a lot of weight. Like, that inspired me when I saw that. And I lost a lot of weight. And
play
I'm kind of cute. I'm kind of cute when I'm skinny. Not so cute fat, but when I'm skinny, whoo, watch out.
What's up, Sydney? What do you think?
Hey, listen. If you're in a relationship with a man is required to pay all the bills, he's allowed to cheat. I think that's fair. I mean,
how is that
fair? You get to stay at home. Well, you know, like if you get to stay at home and he has to work and his income supports the whole family, he should be allowed to relieve stress with sex.
Well, shouldn't he relieve that with his wife, with his woman? Why is some other girl jumping in front of the bullets?
Well, listen, it's added stress, okay? It's a lot of responsibility to be the only income in a family. You know what I'm saying? I think it's a fair trade-off.
Okay. If things are lacking in the bedroom, okay, maybe he has to talk with her, and if she's like, shut up, you know, okay, then maybe he's going to go cheat because he's like, hey, why am I paying all the bills? You're not her servant. You know what I mean? You weren't put on earth just to make sure she's taken care of, and then you get nothing out of the deal. She's basically working for free at that point, and then she gets a free ride. I understand that. Like, people shouldn't get a free ride, but you're saying that the man is allowed to cheat to relieve stress.
Exactly. Because if the man is paying your way in life, you have two options, okay? You do everything he wants in the bedroom, no complaints, or allow him to explore outside the marriage. It's the only way the marriage is going to work, you know? It's the only way. Now, the man that needs to treat the woman with utmost respect in both cases, of course, you know, he needs to be kind to her and treat her well. That's true. But, you know, he will build up resentment if he's paying all the bills and also not getting his needs met, don't you think?
I agree with that.
I gotta admit, I didn't think a girl would be the one calling in.
Yeah, but I agree with their last statement. 100%.
Yeah, true.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you will build up resentment paying all the bills.
You will.
And then if you don't get anything in return out of it. Yeah, of course. Because, again, you're not here to serve her. You're not, you know, you're not the peasant and she's the queen.
Right. Girls are here to serve guys.
No. You're just supposed to be kind to each other.
Oh,
want to make each other happy. And if there's a... not balancing the relationship, or as they say in Star Wars, not balancing the Force.
I got you.
Stuff goes all crazy.
Yeah, sorry, I got that one wrong.
And then you have a Jedi, you know, night battle with your lightsaber with somebody else.
Lost me there.
Jedi, lightsaber is like, you know, male genitalia, basically saying that you're going to go battle somebody else with your Jedi Knight male genitalia.
Huh.
That's what I was saying.
All right.
You're going to go have a lightsaber battle. Somebody else.
She has
a lightsaber. That's a different kind of battle.
Well, I mean, isn't that how you battle?
Yeah, but you know, sometimes they have other weapons. It's like that thing that you know killed Boba Fett and ate him.
They have their stormtrooper.
So, Sydney, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
what do you mean? What are you gonna do? She's gonna get cheated on.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm just curious. Like, you're just going to let your man cheat?
What's he going to do today? Or
I mean, what you just going to let him cheat?
The grocery shop or what?
Do you don't have to pay any bills?
I mean, you know, if you're fine with taking the man's money, you better be fine making sure his needs are met in the bedroom, whether it's you or somebody else doing it.
I like what she's saying it, and she says
how
in a Southern
Belt kind of way. How are the woods of Tennessee this time of year?
She's very gone with the wind, isn't she? Let me... Hang on. Let me go to Fernando. What's up? Fernando. It's fun to say.
Hey, what's up, Billy?
What's up, buddy?
Yeah, it is fun to say. That's what I hear all the time. Yeah, I want to comment on this lady. You know, I think she's kind of right. You know, I come from a traditional Hispanic family, and I do all the cleaning, and I work, and I make my own income. I have my own house and all that stuff. And my lady, I let her work. She's allowed to work, but she is not allowed to clean my house. I don't let her clean my house because she sucks at cleaning, and I hate it when a woman cleans my house a certain way. If they don't clean it a certain way, if they're not using the mop a certain way, then I just get irritated. And this lady, you know, she has a good point. If your lady doesn't let you do whatever she wants in the bedroom, yeah, you know what? I'll let that fly. You know, I'll let her, you know, work and stuff and do what she wants. But like yesterday, you know, my lady let me go through her back door, and I was like, oh, hey, cool.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow, that's I don't know how I feel about that. Let's go to Sam the Man. Yeah, you had a comment for Sydney?
Yeah, well, no, I had a comment for the dude before her. First off, shout out Nathan Norris and Matt Loaf. But, man, people's morality nowadays is just gone completely out the window. And that guy, he's going to have a whole different opinion when he comes home and his woman's on somebody else's goober.
Okay. Ooh. All right, that is true. That is true.
I mean, that would suck.
Yes, Devontae?
Hello?
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, so I kind of have the whole opposite thing. She makes a lot more than I do, and the entire time we've been together, I really haven't been able to contribute as much to the relationship. So I feel like being the woman...
You better give her lots of tender vittles, sir.
Right. She's probably on top a lot.
It would hurt, but I would kind of understand it.
So you would... Wait a second. So since you don't bring...
You would almost
nothing,
understand... Oh,
you don't
wow.
bring anything to the relationship... So, if she did cheat on you, yeah, it would suck, but you'd understand.
Like, yeah.
Let me ask, does she buy you, like, a lot really of cool stuff?
I mean, when we first got together, she bought me the PS4 when it was pretty new.
Yeah.
But, I mean, like, that's the...
That was in the beginning? She didn't continue with the cool
make,
gifts?
I try and buy the fun stuff, but
you.
She pays all the bills.
Okay, so let's say she goes and she gets a hearty sausage from some other dude.
Jeez.
You're going to be okay with that?
I would not be okay with it, but...
But you'd take the L, right? You take the L, because what
she
are you going to do?
She must make that much money. That's crazy.
I have to go make more.
Yeah, I mean, would you take the L, sir? You just grin and bear it and just be like, oh, man, that makes me feel bad, but we're not splitting apart because you pay all the bills.
Probably not. I don't think I would
stay with
her.
You don't think...
I commend you for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you, sir. Appreciate that.
You know, it was nice of that. That was probably tough to call in and admit that.
I do want to say I disagree, Sydney. I don't think that the man has a right to cheat on you.
No.
Just because he pays all the bills. I think that's
barbaric. Yeah, I agree.
That's awful. Now, if you are in a situation where the man pays all the bills and there's nothing being sent back,
that's a different.
Then he should leave her.
That's a different situation.
He needs to leave her.
Well, first you cheat on her.
No, let's go
Hell
to Kathy.
Yeah, you do.
What's up, Kathy?
You got to teach her a lesson.
What's up? What do you got, Kathy? What do you think?
But I think what everybody's forgetting is, first of all, when you cheat, you like the person. And, I mean, after a while, you know, when you're sitting there having dinner, you know, their attention's going to that person. And, I mean, are we forgetting, like, STDs and creating other possibility of creating a second family and a second life?
Yeah.
Like, are we forgetting that?
Yeah, we're totally forgetting that. That
totally.
Seems... I mean, Kathy, so you don't agree that if the man pays all the bills, he should be allowed to cheat?
Like, unless you're in some kind of polyamorous, like, relationship, like, it's just a rule of thumb. Like, the whole point of, like, commitment is that you're
now,
here
what
his life's better.
For sure. Now, what if the dude's doing all the work and not her fair share of things aren't being thrown back at him? Like, he doesn't get a lot of benefits for his, you know, hard work. Would you say that...
It's under
what?
I was going to say it's understandable. Like, we're all human, and if we're not getting needs, like, we're going to go find that needs. But, like, it's not okay to treat somebody to the point where they got to go find it somewhere else. That's not right.
Okay.
That's not a relationship at all.
I agree. So what do you think of Sydney? Sydney, you agree? You think that men should be allowed to cheat if his sexual needs are not being met and he is paying all the bills?
I do.
Goodness.
Listen, I just so you know, I got a friend, and she gets to stay home, and her husband pays all the bills. So she doesn't work. She loves the arrangement. You know, she says her job is to make sure his sexual needs are met. And it's a fair trade-off for her. I agree with her. I mean, sometimes he's a freaky person and asks her to do lots of stuff, but she loves doing it because it's her way of saying thank you for working so hard and being the daddy. You know what I mean?
Being the daddy.
She also isn't. She also isn't about. She ain't gonna let him cheat. You see, that's the thing. She enjoys the stuff she does. They're a
right.
fun couple.
Yeah, they're a fun
couple.
She's
a happy
couple.
Woman.
She's a happy and woman. So
she ain't gonna let him cheat.
Yeah, and so she's not going to let him cheat. He's not going to the office with a full tank, right?
Yeah.
No.
No, she makes sure that thing's on empty all the time.
There's never an ass shortage.
No. Okay. Kathy, do you pay some of the bills in your relationship?
Oh, yeah. I'm an independent person to begin with. So, like, when I got into a relationship, you know, it's really more like, you know, what do we both bring to the table?
Yeah, yeah. It's like a teamwork.
So we got a bunch of Kathys and Cindys calling.
Yeah, we do.
I feel like we're about to get our tags updated.
Well, Sydney,
I work and pay bills, too.
Oh, you do? Okay. Well, then your man can't cheat.
Yeah.
Yeah, get out of here
with
that.
Well, no, but if I wanted to stay home and not work, I would have to be okay with him cheating if I was unwilling to meet his needs in the bedroom, you know?
Right.
I mean, if you get to stay home and then your man is allowed to cheat if you can't meet his bedroom needs. It's a fair, very fair trade-off.
I mean,
Staying at home is not the same stress as being the sole provider.
That is true. You know, getting to stay at home. I know there was an agenda to make it seem like it was more stressful than the guy that goes to work and then has to be responsible for all of the bills and get yelled at by his boss 9,000 times a day and be treated like crap. But then, you know.
Right.
I get it. But I don't think that the man should cheat.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's rude. And just, I don't think, you know, if his needs are not being met, whatever happened to the good old, I don't know, talk about it, communication.
Right. Well, just go get a hooker.
Wow. Insane.
Whatever happened to that?
I couldn't believe how many people called in and agreed with it.
Yeah, women.
Isn't that shocking?
Yeah, we're the only one defending women nowadays. They're not even defending themselves.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.